What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, and I'm super fired up for today's episode. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about and having a discussion on the importance of, you know, what we decide to identify with, right? Like what things do we choose to identify with? Are they going to be negative, pessimistic, shitty attitude things, or are they going to be things that are optimistic, positive, self-building, self-righteous, you know, mindsets, right? And holding ourselves accountable with that identity. So I was just explaining to the guys here on live prior to hopping on the podcast that, you know, I've been in pain for 7 years. I've been in pain for a very long time. And for a very long time, until just recently, I was identifying with the guy who was always in pain. I was identifying with the person that just was so overwhelmed, right? Like, I feel so overwhelmed. And it's true, I do feel that way. And I know a lot of you guys out there are anxious, you're depressed. You hate your job. You hate your relationship. You hate that you've been single for 4 years and you can't find the right partner. But the reason why you're stuck in the same place is because that's comfortable. That mindset and having what you have, even though you claim to hate it, that's what's comfortable for you. That's what you know. And for 4 years, you've been single, right? Maybe you've hooked up with a few people. Maybe you've dated here and there, like, you know, a small relationship, but you haven't been in a long-term commitment for 4 years. And now you're like, you're so used to and so comfortable with identifying as the dude who is single, right? And you bitch and you complain that you want a happy relationship, but you're so comfortable with the identity of being single. And I'm here to tell you guys that nothing's going to change. You're not going to find that person until you first start to identify with a different Steven, with a different Jeffrey, right? With a different dude. Like, you have to mentally start to identify with a different mindset. And until you do that, nothing's going to change in your life. And I've seen this firsthand, like I said, guys, with what I've been going through for the last 7 years of not being able to work out. I've been identifying with, like, complaining, right? Like, who doesn't complain? Like, everybody complains, but you can either be the complainer or you can be the person that chooses to say, okay, this is the situation that I'm in. It sucks, but I'm going to welcome, like I said earlier, I'm going to invite healing. I'm going to invite a woman in my life that's going to love and take care of me. And we're going to prosper together. We're going to love each other relentlessly. Like, that's what you have to start identifying with. Because when you identify with a negative ass mindset and with, you know, the things in your life that have been so consistent and so constant, until you start to shift your identity and start to say, okay, I've been here for 4 years. I've been single, miserable, sick, unhappy, fat, skinny, whatever you're dealing with, unconfident, anxious, depressed. Until I shift my mindset from saying I am no longer depressed, even though you might still feel depressed, you might still feel anxious, you might still not have confidence, what you have to do, and that's why, guys, I fucking talk about this all the time with daily affirmations. Every morning, the first fucking thing I do after my cold shower and I drink some water is I sit my ass down and I fucking start writing. I start writing, I am the motherfucking one. I am serving 50 men in my community. I am changing lives. I am a money magnet. Like, whatever I want to attract into my life, I write down. I am a confident speaker. I no longer have anxiety. Even if I have anxiety, I still write it down. Why? Well, because, yeah, we're all going to experience anxiety. We're all going to experience negative feelings. It's part of life. It's part of human feeling and emotion. But until we can strip our identity, you know, of latching onto these things and knowing that these things are only temporary, as long as we decide that, right? As long as we're aware that, yes, I'm going to encompass depression. I'm going to go through anxiety. I'm going to go through times in my life where I'm less confident, you know, than other times. But the main thing to understand here is that we don't latch onto those emotions and latch onto those feelings. And that's what, like, 95% of you guys, you know, maybe not you, but most men in this world, I was one of them, and I still struggle with this, but I've noticed massive change. My clients notice massive change when we decide to identify with a positive and optimistic mindset. When we decide to switch our identity to affirming that we're confident, to affirming, like Steven, he's affirming, he's gonna gain another pound this week. He's gonna be 107, a buck 76 at the end of this, at the end of this week. At the end of the day, Sunday, he's gonna be a buck 76. And I guarantee you, Steven, listening, I see you in there with the fire emoji. I guarantee you, if you every single day this week, it's only Tuesday, if you every day this week from now until Sunday say, I will weigh 176, I will weigh 176, I will weigh 176, and you say that every single fucking day until Sunday evening, you will, I guarantee it, weigh 176 pounds. Why, Steven? Well, because you made the decision to identify with weighing 176 pounds. And that's how the universe works, right? That's how the universe works. It's called the law of attraction, the law of manifestation, right? And that goes hand in hand with what we're talking about today with who we decide to identify with. Who is it that you want to be, right? As soon as you know that, okay, that's the first step, right? We know who we want to be. We know what we want in this life. We know the career we want. We know the person we want standing next to us, right? We know all these things. That's the first step. The next step is now choosing to identify with the feelings, emotions, and actions needed to encompass that lifestyle, to live that life, to have that body, right? Like that's the blueprint right there, guys. That's the alpha blueprint. That's what it is. And you gotta get your mind right before you get your body right. You gotta get your mind right before you can find that woman or that man. You gotta get your mind right before you can find the career that finally makes you happy. You gotta get your mind right before you can do anything, before you can gain weight, before you can lose weight, before you get a six pack, before you can bench 225 pounds, right? Like, guys, I have clients come to me all the time. Oh, I have this specific, bench press goal, or I want to squat this much weight, or I want to deadlift this much weight, or I want to tone up my core, or have a bigger chest, or have big arms, or just feel more confident in the gym, right? And I, every single time I tell them, you first have to see it. You have to see it first. Like, you literally, there's no way of achieving these goals without first seeing it and identifying with it in your mind. So Steven, brother, you will weigh 176 pounds by Sunday afternoon. And like, obviously, guys, you can't just say I'm going to weigh 176 pounds by Sunday afternoon and sit on your ass for the next 6 days and not do anything and not work out and not eat your meals. The point of saying this and the point of self-identity is when you say these things, you're much more likely, like guys, this is literally the blueprint. You're much more likely to take action on what you're saying because your subconscious mind now is so programmed to weigh 176 pounds, Steven. Your mind's so programmed to want to live that life and want to be that confident, you know, and want to have that body, that it's not going to let your conscious mind, which is only 5% of the thoughts that circulate in your head, it's not going to let your conscious mind take and regain control. Right? Your mind is going to literally tell your body without you even fucking realizing it, because it's so now programmed to weigh 176 pounds. It's so programmed to have a shredded six pack. It's so programmed to be confident when you speak in front of the guys at work. It's so programmed to be this new person that it's going to do everything in its power, guys. And that's how amazing the human mind is. The human mind, like, human beings don't even understand how the mind works. It's so fucking complex. And it's so amazing and it's so abundant. And that is what you need to understand. The human mind is so abundant and so rich and so beautiful and is capable of literally anything. And the more that we affirm and the more that we manifest the life that we want through self-identification, the more likely it is we're going to be able to live that life and crush those goals and accomplish what we set out to accomplish. So Steven, my man, keep saying you're going to weigh 176 because Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be super excited to announce it. And then Monday on live, I'm going to say, hey, Steven, remember last Tuesday, bro, when we spoke about this on live, that you said you wanted to weigh 176 pounds last Tuesday, and now you're 176.5 fucking pounds because you affirm and now you decide to identify. Guys, self-identity is everything. I want you guys to ask yourself this question immediately after this live. I want you to think about it right now as I'm saying this. What do you currently, not what you want, but who do you currently identify as? Think about it. Like take a second and really think about and ponder on this question. Like, who do you identify as? Like if someone were to ask you, describe yourself in a couple sentences, like what would you say? And not just what would you say, but what would you believe? Like what would you say, but then what would you believe? Because you can say something and not believe it, but then you can also really think about those thoughts in your head. Like it just depends on how big that self-critic is, right? Those inner voices. How powerful is your self-critic? Have you burned it yet? Because if you haven't, switching your identity from that negative ass mindset to identifying with the life that you really want is impossible when your self-critic is still alive, right? Like we all have a self-critic. We all have these negative inner voices, this inner voice. But until we burn that mindset and burn that self, that self inner voice, that self critic, we can't identify with something else. There's no way to identify with a new person, with a new environment, if we didn't burn and get rid of that self inner voice. Now that inner voice, guys, is always going to be there. Like it's in my head all the time, right? But what I want you guys to learn from this is we're able to manage that inner voice. We're able to manage our self-critic, right? And when we can learn to kind of manage it is when we can learn to start to identify with a new Chance, with a new Steven, with a new Logan, right? That's when we can start to identify with a new us. And as soon as that happens, guys, that's when we'll start to see change in our life. That's when we're going to start to see changes in our bodies, when we're going to start to put on that 5 to 10 pounds of muscle mass. That's when things are going to start to churn over and start to change for us. We're going to start to notice that we're a little bit more confident, right? We're going to notice we're a little bit more confident to take our shirt off when we go to the beach or when we go to the pool, right? And it feels fucking good, guys. It feels so good. It feels amazing when you have that confidence to be able to not just take your shirt off, but to speak and to believe what you're saying and to have confidence to go pick up that girl, right, that you have a crush on, or that guy that you have a crush on. And that's what I love about the gym and working out. And working out, guys, when you're staying consistent with a fitness regimen, with eating the right foods, with practicing daily affirmations, mindset, and accountability, all of those things combined are going to truly help you guys to start to identify with a new person, to start to identify with the things that are needed that you must have, not want to have, but must have to live that life that you must have. And that's why I'm such a firm believer in what I'm doing. That's why I'm such a firm believer in the Relentless Life program, right? The guys that come to me and they hop on board into the program and they see results, they're getting the results because they're practicing these habits, because they're consistent as fuck and they're seeing the changes. And they're starting, Steven is starting to identify with a different Steven. He's no longer the same Steven Seller that he was 10 weeks ago. He's a completely different dude. That old dude died. He no longer identifies with the kid who can't put on weight. He now identifies with the Steven who's almost 176 pounds. And when he came to me, he was 167, 10 or 11 weeks ago. And now he feels so much better in his own skin. He's happier. He's more motivated. Fuck motivation. He's more driven. The man has changed big time, guys. And every single client that's in my program right now, every guy that is in this community is seeing changes just like Steven. And it's because they decided, okay, I'm going to commit and invest into myself. I'm going to trust, right? Because you have to trust the process. You have to trust the materials and the resources and the tools that I'm giving you. And I'm going to stay fucking consistent. And when you apply that consistency for a certain period of time, your self-identity starts to switch from that old pessimistic, negative, complaining, I'm in pain, I'm not happy mindset to holy shit, it's been 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks. I'm starting to feel notable differences. I'm starting to see a change in not only my body, but in my mind. And now I'm identifying with this dude over here, no longer with this dude, right? I'm no longer choosing to identify with the guy that feels and looks like shit. Right? You got to be honest with, like, if you're fat and if you can't, or if you can't put on lean muscle or you can't put on weight, like for me, that was my biggest thing. I was never able to put on weight ever. I was always a skinny kid. I got bullied. I had braces, skinny boy abs, right? I was small arms. Like I was never confident, but I made the fucking decision for myself. I made the, we got to pop and let's go, baby. I made the decision for myself that I no longer was going to identify with the kid that was bullied, but I was going to identify with a strong, confident, driven new chance. And that's the person I decided to step into. That's who I decided to become. And that's why I'm who I am today, because I stepped in to that new self-identity at 16, 17, 18 years old. And I decided, fuck that. I am not going to be the kid that gets walked all over. That's getting pushed into walls. That's getting spit on. That's getting choked on a bus. That's getting threatened to give these bullies my lunch, my money, right? Like all this shit happened to me, guys. I was helpless. I had no confidence. I had zero confidence. And it's because I was so goddamn insecure and I had no confidence with who I was. I didn't trust myself. I didn't identify. I identified with that weak kid, right? With that insecure, no confidence, hated myself, hated my mindset, hated my demeanor, hated the way that I looked, kid. But I made the decision that I no longer was going to identify with him. And now I'm this guy. I'm strong. I'm confident. I believe in myself. I believe in what I say. I work out consistently. I follow a routine and I love the outcome. And I love the way that I feel. I love the way that I look, right? When I'm in a mirror, some people from the outside perspective, you know, they see you posing in a mirror, like that's someone that's not into the gym and they don't understand like what the gym does for most people with confidence, right? They look at you and they think that you're cocky. They think that you're arrogant. They think that you're in love with yourself. But what they don't see is they don't see your story. They don't see who you used to be before you had 16, 17 inch arms. They don't see that. They don't see that I was bullied. They don't see that I was skinny. They don't see that I fucking hated myself and that I worked my fucking ass off 3 hours a night for 6 days a week at the ages of 12 to 16 years old to get those results. And I know that's the same for so many guys out there most guys that are into working out, a lot of guys that are into working out have a story. Like a lot of people that find sports, that find exercise, that find the weights or the gym, you'll see that they have a story, that they were never that big. They were never that confident. They only decided to make that change because they were in so much pain. And I know a lot of you guys can probably relate to what I'm about to say, but they decided to make that change because they could no longer take the pain. They were done identifying with the fat kid, with the kid that got picked on, with the skinny kid, right? The kid that was unhappy as shit, the kid that his parents got divorced and he had no one paid attention to him, right? Or the kid that just had to see way too much growing up, the kid who had to be there for his little brother or his little sister and had to stand up for what he believed in, or had to be the one to control the outcome of his parents' marriage, or had to be the one to go steal on the streets to provide for his baby sister, provide for his family. Like, who is it that you used to be? And who is it that you want to be? That's the question you need to fucking ask yourself, guys. You need to wake the fuck up. Wake up. What are you waiting for? Stop identifying with the old you. You don't deserve that, man. You guys don't deserve that. You deserve a life that is worth so much more than you even know is possible right now, man. And that's why I do what I do, because I know that there's millions and millions of men in this world that are fucking dying on the inside, and they need that little push. They need that little push to say, okay, Chance, I hear you loud and clear, man. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go, baby. I'm hyped. I'm hyped after hearing episode 99 on The Relentless Life. I'm ready to make a change, bro. Show me how I change my identity. How do I need to change from who I was to who I want to become? I want to identify with a confident, strong, rich, happy, successful dude. I want to have a family. I want to be their protector and their provider, and I want to lead by example. I know there's a lot of you out there that maybe have a baby. Maybe you have one on the way. Maybe you have a couple kids already. Don't you want to be the example? Maybe you don't have any kids, but maybe you plan on having kids once you meet the one. Or maybe you're with a girl or a guy right now, and you want to adopt, or you want to eventually have your own kids. Don't you want to set the fucking example? Guys, I'm here to tell you, it doesn't just magically happen when your wife or your husband, whoever you're with, you guys decide to have, it doesn't happen when you decide to have the kid. It happens right now. You guys have to take action right now. I'm telling you guys that. Like, if you choose to wait, your weak-minded bullshit and you identifying with who you used to be in your past, it's going to trickle into your marriage. It's going to trickle in to your kids' life. And I don't want that for you. I do not want you guys to have that. Babe, I see you. Happy freaking Tuesday. Hope you're having the best day ever, babe. I freaking love you. And I don't want you guys to have that. Why? Because you don't freaking deserve it. Like, if you're alive, if God decided to bring you onto this earth, to bring you into this beautiful world, I know, because my faith tells me so, my spirit tells me so, that you do not deserve that. You deserve to give as much as you possibly can to your family. You deserve to show your kids that this is how you become a strong male or a strong man or woman in this world. This is how you want to teach them how to raise a family and be a good man or be a good woman. Like, that's what you would want, right? As a parent. Like, I mean, am I wrong? That's what I want. I want that for my future kids. I want to show them, hey, look, this is what daddy had to go through. This is what daddy had to do. He had to overcome his old, unconfident, insecure ass and decide. He made the decision. Your daddy made the decision to step into this new, strong, confident, wanting to change the world, wanting to change lives, wanting to step up, wanting to lead, wanting to provide for you type of a dude. And that's what he did. And he did that through fitness. He did that through the gym. He did that through the things that he ate. He did that through daily habits, daily rituals. And he decided, no longer will I be that weak ass minded dude. I'm this guy now. This is who I am. And it starts, guys, with literally just saying it. All you have to do is say it, is write it, is preach it. I don't care if anyone's in your house. I don't care if you're alone. I don't care if you're in public. Go in your car, shut the windows, and fucking say, I am abundant. I am a new version of me. I am confident. I am rich. I am healthy. I love my life. Like, you guys have to say this stuff. I weigh 176 pounds. My name is Steven Sella, and I'm going to fucking crush it this week. I'm going to have the best week of my entire life. Like, that is the mindset you need to start to encompass. That is it, guys. That is all. That's everything that I wanted to get out to you guys on this episode. I hope that y'all got something from this message. This is 99. This is episode 99. I cannot believe that freaking tomorrow, and I'm so hyped right now, that tomorrow is going to be episode 100. That is insane. That is freaking insane. We're already at episode 100. So yeah, that is so cool. So freaking cool. So if you guys enjoyed today's episode, today's preach session, whatever you want to call it, live podcast, I would really appreciate you guys tagging a few people, anyone that you think might be struggling, right, with self-identity, right? They're just, you know that they deserve more, right? You care about them. You want to see them happy. You want to see them beat their depression or their anxiety. You want to see them quit their job. You want to see them step up for their family, whatever it is, right? You want to see them just be healthier and just step up for themselves. Tag them in the comments. Tag them in the comments, please, because I know, guys, I've been getting so many messages, like, and I want to thank you guys so much. I've been getting so many messages from y'all about my lives and about how my message has been resonating with so many people. And, like, from the bottom of my heart, I'm seriously so grateful for you guys. Obviously, like, I get on here every day and I make the decision that what I want to speak about is important enough to go live. And not every day I want to do it. I'll be honest. Like, not every day that I wake up and that it's 11:30 and I have to start prepping my live. You know, I pull it up on StreamYard. I write out the description. I come up with what I want to talk about. Not every day do I want to do that. And we just spoke about that yesterday, doing the things that we don't want to do, right? Being persistent with it. But I'm still here, guys, because of you, because I've been getting a lot of people reaching out to me, telling me that my message has been resonating with them. And I'm going to keep showing up for you guys. I'm going to keep showing up. And if there's anything that you guys are struggling with, anything that you guys want me specifically to speak about on a podcast, I will literally dedicate an entire episode to what you guys want me to speak about. Like, I am that dedicated to you all, to your success, to your happiness, to you guys beating your anxiety, your depression, to you guys building a shit ton of self-confidence, to you guys finally losing that belly fat, losing that weight, gaining that muscle mass, finally gaining 15 pounds and feeling good. Like, whatever it is, I'm dedicated and committed as fuck to that. And I want you guys to let me know how I can further assist you on your journey. So yeah, that I just wanted to put that out there, guys, because I'm just very grateful today. I'm feeling like extra emotionally happy, emotionally blessed, and full of gratitude for you all, for those messages, and for feeling like, holy shit, like my message is actually reaching people. This is not just me hopping on a live stream and listening to myself talk every day at 12 o'clock. So you guys are seriously like the shit. I love you so much. This has been episode 99. If you guys enjoyed today's episode about choosing to identify with somebody else, someone that you want to actually become, and getting rid of that negative ass mindset, and you want to leave a review to kind of help spread this message, I would really, really appreciate that very, very much. I know I kind of say it at the end of every episode, but I just have to, because guys, at the end of the day, this is my mission. My mission is to help change lives. It's to help show men that they can be anything that they want. They can be their most dominant form as long as they make the decision to be relentless, right? To have a relentless mindset and do the things consistently every day that are going to hold them accountable, that are going to make them have to make the decision to be relentless. So that's it, guys. If you want to leave a review, like I said, I would really appreciate that. Brian, I see you in here. What's up, bro? But until next time, guys, until tomorrow, 12 p.m., it's going to be episode 100. I'm going to have to think of something really special to speak about tomorrow. So I will see you guys there, episode 100, 12 p.m. tomorrow. We'll be live on Instagram, on Facebook. If not, you guys can catch it on the podcast. Much love, much respect. Peace. Stay relentless, Alphas. Let's go.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of the relentless life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.